831 55 Carat City Talk Station. Yay for Thursday at this time. Get to talk with iHeartMedia aviation expert Jay Ratliff. One of my favorite conversations of the week, every week. Jay, welcome back, my dear friend. It's always good to talk with you, brother.
Hey, the pleasure is mine. Thank you. And I had some students just make 17% on a stock. So that was just in the last 3 minutes.
I love that. It's so funny when you give me stock reports. It's like in and out real quick. There's a few thousand dollars. Move on with your life. Enjoy it.
This one was less than 60 seconds. We actually had the order in place before the stock started trading. That's how good they are.
That's great. Well, that's what you teach each and every day. That's your primary source of income. Not talking to me, but these conversations are great. And I know you wanted to mention real quick, because I wanted to hear your comments on it. The Fed said no interest rate cuts anytime soon. They're not going to jack them up, but inflation's still a looming problem for them. So they're going to leave the rate at what, 5.25 to 5.5 and not touch it.
Yeah, no surprise, really. I mean, 2 weeks ago, there was an 80% chance, according to the brains on Wall Street, that there was going to be a March interest rate cut. And I really thought, what are these guys smoking? Because I'm thinking the Fed has made it clear that they have a 2% inflation target. They have indicated that they're going to be doing things gradually. The idea that they're going to do anything from a massive rate cut is in complete contradiction to the very slow and methodical interest rate hikes that we've had over the last 2 years. And a week later, I think it was a 50% chance of a March interest rate cut. And of course, now the Fed made it clear, Jerome Powell saying the same thing he said every single time, that we're simply not at that point where we can begin considering it. And of course, the market responded yesterday as it dropped off late in the day. But Brian, in the 70s, we were trying to stay ahead of inflation. We thought we had done enough, and we throttled back. We stopped. And then inflation blew by us so fast, we were battling it for the next decade. And that's what the Fed is trying to avoid, to repeat those same mistakes. And yet I see headline after headline after headline saying 2024 is going to see 5 interest rate cuts. They're going to be massive, blah, blah, blah. And as you and I have talked about, people are going out and buying homes, believing this crap, thinking that in March and April, hey, I'll refinance it 4%, 3%, whatever it might happen to be, and be back to the good old days. And that's simply just, I think it's reckless behavior. And I think a lot of people are just trying to influence the Fed versus trying to report things as they really are.
Fair enough.